Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm a top-rated life coach, an international best-selling author, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. The experts on this show will help you achieve work-life balance so that you can experience abundance in seven pillars of life: spirituality, health, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. When you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today's episode, I have Rebecca Whitman. Rebecca, so happy to have you here today. What an honor.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Karen.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I am the Magnetic Abundance Mentor, and I never thought I would be doing this kind of work. I'm shocked that I was rated Life Coach of the Year and Top 7 Entrepreneurs to Watch in 2023 by LA Weekly, because I moved to LA 22 years ago to be an actress. And I had small parts in big shows like Friends, CSI, and 24. And to support myself while acting, I worked at a children's acting school. And while the children were at school, I mean, acting was available after school. So when they were at their regular school, I would attend lectures with great thought leaders about the law of attraction. And I studied with Michael Beckwith, Esther Hicks, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay. And I started applying their great teachings to my job at the children's acting school. And before I knew it, I was making six figures working part-time. And I was very challenged in my love life. I had a string of heartbreaking relationships with emotionally unavailable men. I decided to marry one, hoping he would change. I think we all know how that story ends up.
All have been, yeah.
He did not change. And I filed for divorce 3 years later. And as my marriage was slowly and painfully unraveling, my dad was slowly and painfully dying. And in one of our last conversations, he asked me to write a book. So fast forward a few months later, my dad had passed away, my marriage had been dissolved, and I was sitting across the desk from my financial planner. And he said, "Rebecca, you're having your best fiscal year ever, even though your dad has passed and your marriage has dissolved, and I think you should write a book and teach women how you did it." So I wrote a book, and it's called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. And in the book, I divide life into seven key areas, which I call my seven pillars of abundance. And when all these areas of life are in alignment, you can be, do, or have anything you want. So I actually became a millionaire. I married my soulmate. We're just celebrating 2 years of happy marriage today. And I'm living a happy, healthy life, helping women go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant.
Wow, nicely put. And I almost can hear all the audience like, "Oh my God, we want your life. I want your life." That is amazing. So from your story, it felt like it was a flow. Like things are just opening up one after the other, and you sort of kind of just follow the guidance. Give us a little bit of kind of like that insights, because the theme of this summit is divine fortune, and I'm hearing from other speakers as well. It's about the divine fortune almost come in unexpected ways sometimes. What has your experience with that?
Well, if you go back to my story, I wasn't planning to write a book and I didn't know what the book was going to be about, but I followed the breadcrumbs that the universe was leaving for me. And the first breadcrumb was my dad asking me to write a book. The second breadcrumb was my financial planner telling me what the book should be about. And then I was having book launch parties and talking about the principles of abundance. And then that led to seminars, which led to webinars, which led to coaching clients, which led to retreats. And I just kept following the next step and the next step and the next step. And it's exactly what you said, Karen. When you are in alignment, you are in flow. And I believe that you're either in or out of alignment or in or out of the flow of the universe. And when you're in resistance, you feel it. It feels heavy. It feels everything's hard. It feels like you're swimming upstream. When you're going with the flow, you're letting the momentum of the current of the universe take you there, and things can happen fast, but it hasn't been all roses either. You know, I've put in a lot of effort and I've put in a lot of persistence to get this business off the ground.
Wonderful. And my, like, there are a lot of my clients as well and people that I know who are in the transitions. They've noticed that things that they used to be doing does not work for them anymore. And they feel like there's a different calling. They probably are not 100% sure what they are, but they feel like they want to be in that alignment where you said that, oh, I just want to flow with it because there's this calling that wants me to go that direction. However, there's, of course, the financial security of it. There's, of course, the security of their belonging and the immediate belongings and things that they are still kind of holding on tight because when they're stepping into that direction, they just don't know what's going to happen next. And I think a lot of us have experienced that as well. So what are your way of allowing to how do you dissolve the resistance? How do you dissolve all this unknown dots? Like, oh, I'm not sure. Like, what is going to happen if I do this? Which sometimes you just have to take it a step forward, right? Because we all have to play with the unknown. But what's your experience with that?
Well, the first thing is not to be in resistance to your current job. If you are starting to feel that calling that you're meant for more, that you want to get more into your purpose, don't start hating on your job and complaining about it. And you're laughing because that's just going to create more resistance and slow down your momentum. So I like the phrase bloom where you're planted, like be happy and accept that you have a job, because I teach people not to quit their job and max out their credit cards or get a huge loan to start a business. I teach people to create a six-figure side hustle and keep their job for now so you have security. So it's not so scary. You can have your health insurance. You can have your bills paid. You might even have some money to invest into your new business. And it's a much more feminine way to do it. I teach about magnetizing clients and attracting people into you versus pushing your energy out there and chasing people. Because when you are just putting yourself in this do or die situation and having to chase clients, and you are coming from an energy of desperation and fear rather than of magnetism and abundance. And I want you to come from contribution. How can you help people? How can you help the world? And if you're coming from contribution rather than desperation, people will feel that and they'll be drawn to work with you, to hire you, to buy your products, goods, or services. So I don't teach anybody to quit their job and put themselves in fear, but to take their passion and turn it into profit.
Ooh, I love that statement. Passion to profit. Amazing. Yes. So what, tell us a little bit of like your, if you can share the step-by-step into creating abundance.
Well, I believe there are seven pillars of abundance. A lot of people think abundance just means money, but to me, you can have an abundance of all these seven beautiful areas of life. The first one is spirituality. I believe having a connection with the divine, whatever that is to you, is the most important thing, because with that connection, you can have faith that someone or something is looking out for your best interests. Relax, not try to control so much, surrender to a benevolent universe. So that's number one. The second pillar of abundance is physical. Health is wealth. And if you have your health, you can create abundance in other areas. If you don't have your health, then your whole life is about getting your health back. So I believe that health is of paramount importance to prioritize that. The next pillar is emotional. And I believe that all emotions are from scarcity or abundance. If you're coming from scarcity, you're coming from fear. There's not enough of whatever it is you think you need. There's not enough time. There's not enough money. There's not enough love. There's not enough clients, whatever it is, versus there's plenty of time. There's plenty of money. There's plenty of clients. I have plenty of energy. The next thing is romantic. Having a romantic partner that believes in your goals and dreams, that is cheering you on and supporting you, is so important. Because if you have someone who is negative, always doubting you, judging you, criticizing you, it's going to be almost impossible to achieve your financial goals. And I encourage my clients to leave relationships and friendships that no longer serve them. Mm-hmm. The next pillar is mental. And that's what you're doing right here, listening to this amazing summit. This is a really great way to expand your mind. Congratulations on signing up for this. You're in the right place. Listening to wonderful podcasts like my podcast, which is rated top 0.5% in self-help, the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. Listening to Audible, teaching, taking a class, learning a new skill, learning a new recipe. These are all ways to grow your mind, your mental. The next one is social, having a community of like-minded people, having people that are ahead of you on the path that can turn around and pull you up, mentors, coaches, and having people that are a little bit behind you that you can encourage and pull up. It's so important to have a community and people that really believe in what you're doing. The next and the final thing is financial. And Karen, everybody thinks financial should be first. They think, I'll work really hard. I'll make a ton of money. I'll hire a personal trainer. I'll look really hot. I'll attract my soulmate. We'll go on spiritual retreats and we'll socialize with other couples. And that is not how it works. It is the last piece of the puzzle. When you are happy, healthy, in love, have community, physically fit, all this stuff, you are going to be so vibrating so high that you will attract opportunities. Like, I'd never met you before this conversation. I never met your partner. Somehow you guys found me through the law of attraction, and here I am on this wonderful summit. It wasn't through any of my efforts. And that is exactly how the law of attraction works. Finance is the last piece of the puzzle to click into place.
That is amazing. And I'm resonating so much with that. And thank you for putting in such a very succinct and very practical steps, the things that we have to see, the seven pillars that we have to embrace. And I love that it's all connected, and where finance is actually what kind of like the sweet, the topping, that when you have all the foundations right, it just come in. So tell me a little bit more about what you do, like where people can find you, what special you know, things that's gonna happen in the next year. Well, this year, 2024, because we're actually having this conversation in 2023, but this summit's going to be on January 2024, which is an amazing time to start the year right. What is your, what can you share with us?
Oh, I've got some exciting things happening in the first quarter of the year. I am launching a course called Elegant Warrior Training, where I take all seven areas of abundance and I give you tips, tools, and strategies to get them to a level 10. And for the people who listen to this summit, we'll be getting 50% off that training. So make sure that if you do resonate with wanting to get your life in alignment and all seven pillars of abundance, you let me know you found out about it through this wonderful summit so I can give you 50% off. I'm also going to be doing a retreat. It's called From Burned Out to Blissed Out. And I'm going to be co-hosting that in March with a functional medicine doctor. She's going to talk about the physical aspects of abundance. And I'm going to talk more about the mindset and strategies for making money. So that's going to be an incredible retreat that we're having in the Los Angeles area. So you should come, Karen. I know you live in LA.
Yeah.
It's going to be epic. And then I'm launching a new podcast. And I don't have the exact title yet, but it's going to be me interviewing women who have everything but romance. So they have the job, they have the health, they have the friends, they have the travel, but they just haven't figured out how to dial in their romance, which was me. That was the last piece of the puzzle to click into place. So I'm going to be giving them free coaching on the podcast on how to get their romantic life ignited and on fire so they can have the passion and the love and everything that they want in 2024. So that's going to be a new podcast that I'm launching, and it is untitled at the moment. But if you know any women that fit the bill that want to be on this podcast that have everything but love, maybe it should be called Everything But Love. I don't know. feel free to send them my way, anyone who's listening.
Oh my God. Yes. I think until today, nobody really put the pieces so eloquently together. Well, when you see the whole life of a person, sometimes, especially coming from where I came from, when life is all about getting somewhere, right? And like you said, it was right. I mean, the first thing was always the financially. We have to survive. We have to have a good job. And that's why we went to school high yes. with a lot of all the degrees so that we can yes. make ourselves as somebody. And then we just continue focusing in that while the other area of our life are neglected. And yes. so much about our love life is what create kind of like the environment for us, because that's going to be the closest one to us. So that's very lovely that you're tapping in that as well. As part as the divine fortune, where the finance is just the sugar on top, where all the foundations are set up to get there. So that is super.
I like that analogy. Lovely. Like you're building a cake, like a layer cake, and the icing, the yummy, sugary icing is the money, but you got to build your life on a foundation of spirituality and then health. And then that is actually a beautiful analogy for what I do. So yes, the finances are the icing on the cake.
Yeah, because we neglected a lot of that, right? It's becoming like the afterthought. Like, oh, if I already have the money, then yes, I can go on a date. Yeah. And yes, like you said, then I can hire somebody to make me look great. So then I can go on a date. Or yes, right. I can go to retreat. Well, in fact, that spiritual foundation needs to be in first so that you can yes. have that balance, the emotional balance, the mental balance, to then blossoming to be who you are and magnetize. I think this is very appropriate to also shows like the way that we do things. And I like the way the program that you're creating, which can you mention again something with the warrior?
Elegant warrior training.
Because a lot of the women that I, including myself before, was the warrior part, not really mm-hmm. elegant, because we're so used to, like, you know, we need to get results right away. And yeah. elegant means we're just being, we're being who we are in a very almost kind of like relaxed way.
Yes, that's and exactly.
And magnetizing, because when you say the eloquent, the elegant warrior, I keep being reminded of like the luxury brand. They don't go on sale, or they don't try to promote themselves too much. A Chanel is just Chanel, and it's a brand that people always seek, but the brand itself will not try to do a pop-up somewhere or push their product in a way.
Yeah, luxury brands are very elegant. But they're also very durable. If you get a Louis Vuitton bag, it's not going to tear or split open for, you know, decades. So that's the warrior part. So yeah, it's a very elegant, luxurious way to be. And also, there is a warrior aspect, because when you are manifesting abundance, it's like I said, it is a journey. You know, there are ups and downs, highs and lows, and it's about remaining calm and having faith that you will reach your financial goals in divine timing.
Wonderful. So what's your vision and your goal for 2024?
That is a great question. My goal is to have the number one podcast in self-help. My goal is to do paid keynote speeches. My goal is to attract my soulmate clients and keep my marriage hot and spicy, to travel. We're going to Ireland in March, and we'll go to Mexico next year as well. And keep, because I'm thinking of all seven areas, because that's how I think of life, keep getting stronger and healthier and fitter with my health, keep my morning practice. Oh, that leads me to our final point, which is my abundance journal.
Yeah.
So keep writing in my abundance journal every morning and keep my morning practice. Keep socializing with friends and going to live events. I love that we can go to live events again. And, you know, to keep making multiple six figures, I'd love to make seven figures next year.
Wonderful. And the abundance journal is part of the free gift that you're giving
yes.
for all the audience in this summit. So wonderful. And when we're like, I like the way that you said that your goals are tapping into the seven pillars as well. How are you being proactive with all the goals? Because I sometimes I'm hearing from people like, oh my God, why are there so many things that I have to pay attention now that I'm more aware of who I am? So what's your tips on that?
Well, I have a way of teaching, which is what Elegant Warrior Training is, where you have a goal in each of the seven areas that is stretchy and that is going to get you to the next level. And then I help you uncover your limiting beliefs that would stop you from reaching that goal. Like, let's say your goal is to lose 20 pounds, but you have a limiting belief that you're always going to be overweight, or your goal is to magnetize love, but you have a limiting belief that you're too old to do the internet apps. I don't know, whatever it is, we help you get down to the limiting belief and we flip it into an affirmation. And that is what I do in all seven areas. Every year I write down three affirmations for each area. So I give you 21 customized affirmations to make 2024 your best year ever. And when I look back at my affirmations, they don't all come true, but a lot of them come true. And some affirmations will, you know, stay on there for the next year. And that's okay. You know, I trust divine timing that eventually it will come true. I like the saying, this or something even better for all concerned. And God will either say, yes, what is it? God will either say yes or not now or something even better. So,
yes, not now or even better.
Yeah.
Wow. And so the key is the affirmation is to help you continue focusing on your seven goals. Is that correct? Seven pillars
yeah,
goals.
The seven, each area has three affirmations. In fact, if you get my book, you get three affirmations at the back of each chapter. So after the first chapter, spirituality, the three affirmations are, I am feeling more peaceful every day. I enjoy being in the present moment and I am able to pause before I react. But that was the three affirmations for emotional. So that's kind of what I do every year. I set three affirmations for each of the seven areas of my life. And I use the structure, I am, I have, I am able to. That's how I start each of the three affirmations.
Everyone who is watching this episode today, you are in for a treat to make 2024 your best year ever. So don't forget to sign up for Rebecca's program. And don't forget to also get her free gift that's available to download down below. So Rebecca, any last wisdom that you can share before we go?
I just want to tell you the story of how I got the Abundant Journal before I go. I was at a 12-step meeting as a teenager, and I sat next to this wonderful woman named Janet, who I think is an angel. And she said, I want to show you how to write in a God journal. And she gave me these life-changing journal prompts. I started writing in it right away. as I went down my spiritual journey, I added a few journal prompts, and I do this abundance journal every day. It has helped change my negative fear-based thinking to positive and abundant thinking. It has helped me learn from my losses and failures, celebrate my wins, learn from other people's wins, and also stay in gratitude and stay in surrender in that flow state that we talked about. And if I could say one thing has really contributed to my success is writing in this abundance journal every single day, when things are good, when things are bad, when I'm traveling, when I'm sick, when I'm, you know, when I sleep in, I'll do it later in the day. I'm about to do it right now because it's now evening and I haven't done it yet, but I just do this every day. And I promise the listeners that if you do this every day for 10 days in a row, you'll have some kind of a miracle or breakthrough happen in your life, because this abundance journal dramatically shifts your perspective on your life.
Thank you for explaining that. That is amazing. 10 days and a breakthrough or a miracle. And that's that's where we're playing right now, magic and miracle.
Yeah, we're playing in the quantum field.
Yes. Old way of doing things are no longer working. We're in the quantum field where we can manifest very fast.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Any final message or any other stories that you want to share?
The final message is just do the next thing. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. Don't get overwhelmed by the whole process. Whatever it is that you want to manifest in 2024, just do the next indicated action. And before you know it, you'll be changing your life and reaching your goals and manifestations. So don't be in the future where I used to be, thinking way out, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? How am I going to do it? What's it going to be like? Just stay in the present and just do the very next indicated action.
Excellent. That's exactly the message that we all need to hear today. Stay in the present and don't overthink your future, because that's usually what will hold us back and stop us from taking the immediate action that we have to do. Excellent piece of advice. What an excellent way to close and end today's episode, to give us that groundedness that we need, because we are, you know, learning so many messages, information from the summit, and what a way of kind of grounding it to say, okay, stay in the present moment and follow through on the inspirations, the insights, the next step that you get from listening from today's episode. Amazing, Rebecca, all the messages that Bill put. One last thing, where do we get your book? That's what I forgot to ask.
You can get my book on Amazon or Audible.
Okay.
And you can go to my website, RebeccaElizabethWhitman.com with a Z. And you can find me on Instagram if you want to send me a DM and let me know what happened after you did the 10 days of writing in your journal. Or if you have any questions about anything Karen and I discussed, you can always find me on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman.
Great way to end this episode. Thank you so much again, Rebecca. Everyone, I will see you in the next episode. Bye now.
Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for being a devoted listener to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I so appreciate your subscription, your reviews, sharing this podcast with your friends. And if you feel called to work with me on a personal level, I want to invite you to my Elegant Warrior training. It is starting in mid-January. I will personally help you get all 7 areas of your life to a level 10. That includes your spirituality, your emotions, your romantic life, your financial life, get your mindset on track, make sure you have a great community. And this is a 7-week group coaching class. If you want to learn more about it or just meet me, I would love for you to schedule a complimentary breakthrough call. My schedule is very full this year, but I have opened 3 spots this week to talk to you and just see where you need a breakthrough, where are you feeling stuck in your life. Maybe you need to lose a few pounds. Maybe you're tired of being single, or maybe you're ready to double and triple your finances. So wherever you feel stuck, I'm committed to helping you have a breakthrough on this coaching call. Go ahead and click the link in the show notes and the link tree to schedule that breakthrough call. And if you're interested in learning more about Elegant Warrior Training, I am happy to talk to you about it live, or you can always reach out through my email. Talk to you soon. Keep rocking your goals and keeping your vibe high, and I'll see you next week with another incredible guest.